Before the episode begins, a very special message from WWWW's own Jack.
Hello, winners, WWWW listeners, watchers, viewers. It's happy February. I hope you know what that means. Just a little announcement, kind of. We kind of talk about this in the episode a smidge, but, going forward, we're going to be starting to do multiple matchups per episode, which you could probably have told, I guess, by the title. Just trying to speed things up a little. Don't know really what else to say. Just we're going strong. We're trying to get you some quality content as we make our way through the bracket, pushing our way through the second round. This episode, we're finishing the last matchup of the first round of the bracket, and we're moving into the first matchup in the second round. So, going forward, you're going to get multi-battle episodes. I hope that's okay with you. If it's not, I don't know what to tell you. Enjoy the episode. And once again, happy February.
Hey guys,
we're back. Hello, Dad.
Hello, sir. How are you? Let us know in the comments. I'm Jack.
I'm Megan.
We are the hosts of the little-known WWWW podcast. The Who Would Win Wednesdays podcast. Presented by Cornucopia Studios. What?
You sip on, like, virtually nothing.
Why, there's nothing left to sip.
I'm sorry, but you can help yourself.
I know. I know.
Anyway.
Hi, I'm Jack.
I'm Megan. We already said that. But just in case you didn't know.
Who We're Doing Wednesdays, a.k.a. WWWW, is back for its... 17th episode. It's written in... Post-it note right in front of us. Mm-hmm. But you can't see it if you're watching. And if you're not watching, you definitely can't see it. This is the last one of the first round, which means all the next ones are going to be featuring winners of previous episodes, which it's kind of a shame. It feels like we could have done more, but we did 16 original matchups here and a total of probably 16 views. So... it's okay.
Maybe next season we can get 17.
We got a special matchup today. Perhaps maybe the most powerful emotionally so far. What is it today?
Today's matchup, we have Gru versus Shrek. Both have 15 minutes prep.
They do both have 15 minutes of preparation time. Mm-hmm.
We thought it would be fun to have another 1v1.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fun. And also, I think that helps the bracket later on, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll true. We'll even see how it is. Some stuff out, because we've had a lot of quantities before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had some ideas for maybe starting this episode to enhance the debates.
Which would be?
Oh, thank you for asking. I just said I had some ideas. I didn't necessarily say that I was going to tell you what they were, but since you asked, I will tell you what they are.
Well, why would you say that you have ideas and then not say it?
I don't know. All right, so picture this. Just to make the debates a little more even, just to ensure that each contender gets you know, relatively equal time. I'm thinking, what if after we flip the WWWC to decide who gets what? By the way, did not bring that today.
That's
so
okay, we have a WWWDP, a one that I found on the sidewalk.
Is it double-sided?
Yes.
Awesome.
It has guitar center, and the other side is just red.
Cool. So nice. Perfect. WWWGP2. It's the second.
Volume 2.
Yes, the second guitar pick we've used. After we decide who gets what, each of us gets 2 minutes to lay out the opening argument for our client. You know what I mean? Like our the guy who we are defending in the court of
client. Yeah,
jeez. In the court of W.
Jalapeno day.
And then perhaps the opposing person could get a 1 minute rebuttal.
No.
What about 1 minute?
How about no?
I just think about the time in
the time
in like it was a push for all you guys who took high school. It was AP United States History abbreviated to a push, and in that class we got into two teams and we had a debate about Hiroshima and if that was bad or good. I don't even remember what side I was on because you it was like drawn from a hat or something, like everyone was chosen a side for them. You didn't get to pick. But it was an interesting time because you learned about history, one, but also debating, even if you don't want to. But it is evident that this idea is not resonating, so pretend I didn't say anything, and sorry for the 11 minutes I have spent talking about it.
Yeah.
When you have had no interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are your thoughts on the
matter?
Is it nothing? You have no thoughts of anything? W. I guess we can flip the WWWGP2.
Okay.
Well, there's not too much else to say, right? Is there? Unless you have something else to say.
I don't know.
Just flip.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Sure. I don't know.
There was a blizzard yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't been outside in a while. So
there's been quite a bit of snow we've gotten. Up to 2 feet, it looks like, in some places.
Here?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it kind of varies because of the wind and how it piles certain places higher up than other places. But overall, average seems to be, I measured 20 inches outside my door last night at 5 o'clock-ish. Still snowed for a little while after that. Why don't we get on with it? If you want to go to Guitar Center, the number is on this pick. I won't tell you what it is. Not a sponsor. If you want to be, though, let us know, corngangstudios@gmail.com. Send us an eme. Instead of heads or tails, it'll be words or no words. I will flip it, and you'll call it in the air.
Words.
Still words?
Yeah.
Okay. It is no words. That means I will get to pick between Gru or Shrek. I think I am going to go with Shrek.
Okay.
Okay.
No. Well, I was going to say, like, oh, I know more Gru lore, but I feel, well, which I think is true, but.
You probably do.
Shrek is definitely one of those movies. I think, like, Despicable Me and Shrek is, like, one of those movies that I've watched so many times that, like, I know the script, basically. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking last night, I was like, yo, Shrek soundtrack.
It's good. I don't really. Because
I heard one of the songs and I was like, Shrek, you know?
Copyright.
Jalapeno, damn.
I guess I'm not too, like, super well versed about Shrek or Despicable Me. I mean, I gotta be honest, I'm not a huge, like, massive fan of either. I mean, I like them, but it's not like I'm, like. I mean, I'm in it more for the meme than for the quality of the film, I think. I mean, if I had to pick.
I don't know what I would pick. I think I would say Shrek.
I don't even remember. Oh, I do remember Shrek 2, actually. That was the one where Fiona turned into a person.
Oh.
And then they had the weird.
No, Shrek did.
And they then, both did.
Then there was that weird Prince Charming guy. And there's that, the fairy godmother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was odd. I don't remember. Oh, Shrek the Third is the one with the cat, right? I think so.
Puss in Boots? I mean,
yeah, yeah. I know that's a different, like, movie. No, too,
I know. He was there before.
I don't remember him being, maybe, oh, maybe. And he did the little, like,
Maybe he was in Shrek. I feel like he had to be in Shrek 2, right? Shrek the Third. I don't honestly don't remember Shrek the Third or Fourth at all.
There's a fourth?
Shrek the. Yes, you didn't know there was four?
I feel like I have watched them at some point, but it wasn't notable.
Puss in Boots first appeared in Shrek 2. I think this should have stopped at one, to be honest. In general, a lot of, like, these animated kind of things should just stop at one.
Despicable Me 2 was good.
I don't remember that one either. Is that the Purple Minions one?
I think so. Yeah, that was good. I thought it was okay.
I can't really recall.
I thought it was, I mean, you know, nothing can beat the original, but I liked the story. It was fine. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't really have an issue with it. There's Despicable Me 3, is there?
Yes. There's the third.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't recall that one either. I just remember, like, seeing Despicable Me and thinking, you know, when I watch it and it ends, I'm like, that's a good ending. Like, that's fine for the ending. But I guess, you know, you got to make some cash. So you got to make films in the popular franchises. All right, so I'm Shrek.
I'm Gru.
And they're having a fight. They both have 15 minutes to prepare. Where do you think it's going to happen? Where do you think this brawl is going to occur?
Can we have it happen at the castle in the dragon? I mean, sure. Without the dragon. But you know what I'm talking about? Like, when they go to the castle to save Fiona?
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be there. But.
That's fine.
And in a world where Shrek has never been there, but and there's no dragon or Fiona, you know. So it's just the castle. That's just the grounds.
Right. That's fine. I mean, I'm okay with that. It's kind of
I don't know. It's a neutral.
There's no real.
And it fits the vibe of both of them, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Because maybe, like, Gru would just live there after.
Yeah.
15 minutes to prepare. You're on side, Gru. What do you do in that 15 minutes?
I think this is where he will win, because 15 minutes for Gru? Are you kidding? 15 minutes for Shrek? What is he going to do? Like, take a bath in the swamp water? Is he going to, like, kick donkey or something? Dude.
Kick Gru? Donkey?
Yeah. Oh, he's going to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway. For Gru? Are you kidding me? Yeah. That's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe. I'm thinking that Shrek has probably got some fantasy items that he has lying around. Perhaps some eyeballs he could consume, give him some extra strength, some extra power. I feel like he's got some maybe elixirs lying around that he could maybe dig up, gulp them, some extra energy that he wouldn't have had if he had just gone in plain. Frankly, I don't even think Shrek needs the prep time because he's very strong as it is. Very, very cute, very fantastic.
Cute.
He's just got that charm.
You could say that, not. Go ahead. He's so cute.
I'm done with my statement.
What's Shrek's first name?
Shrek.
Wait. Wasn't there a theory that he doesn't know his actual name? He gave a fake name to, because he was like, Shrek. You know, when Donkey asks,
yeah,
he just like says it in a question.
I don't
remember.
No, I mean, I remember that there was a theory, but I don't remember that. I don't remember the way Shrek introduced himself to Donkey. Donkey. Shrek? Oh.
That's literally it.
Oh. Maybe.
Jeez.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe, I mean, I guess if he lives by himself in the swamp, like, he doesn't need a name for himself.
Oh,
so he just invented a name.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shrek is a pretty powerful name. Two more letters than Gru.
Gru.
Here's my thought.
I was just winding up.
Oh, go. No. Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
I'm thinking he has the shrink. He's the freeze rays. He has all these weapons laying around at his casa. So, like, where? I mean.
He's got a lot of rays.
Game over. He got the shrink ray. He got the freeze ray. He got the ray. He got that vehicle. Ooh, his like spaceship thing. And his car is cool.
He can't bring all those though.
I know, but like he rolls up to the castle with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, just keep in mind, as we saw in Shrek, the film, the structural stability of the castle was a bit in shambles. A little bit unstable. So I don't think Shrek could afford to have too much equipment. Otherwise, maybe he'd...
Well, maybe he could use that to his advantage and blast something. What's that thing they use? I don't know. They didn't... No, whatever that thing that he used... At the carnival. It's like, game over. That, like fiery thing that, like, he used to knock over the thing and then...
I don't remember. Just a flamethrower? Sorry, yeah. I don't remember every detail. Dude, from Shrek and Despicable Me.
Come on, man. Anyway.
Yeah, I am not kidding you.
Okay, Jack.
Shrek pulls up to the castle. And he's like,
Gru, I thought I'd find you here.
And then he whips out like a big club or something because he lives in a swamp with... Because he's an ogre, and I bet you he's a lot of just clubs lying around. He whips out a big club and he just chucks it at Gru. Gru, being more perhaps reliant on technology than athletic, brutish strength, he might find himself at the receiving end of an object that the mighty Shrek hurls toward him. Conk, it goes on his cabeza. Ow, says Gru.
Take that, you... Not ogre. You little sh...
That's my theory of what would happen instantly.
Could he just simply move over?
Depends on how much space there is.
Could he just go, boom? No, I kicked.
That would be a bit extreme. Have you ever kicked a flying object being thrown at you? Besides a soccer ball?
Yeah.
So maybe Gru could dodge or somehow evade the object that struck throws at him. But then they run towards each other.
Let's not forget that Gru has some agility in him.
True, because his legs and arms are toothpicks.
May I remind you, when he was trying to break into Vector's fortress, and Vector had all these fancy missiles coming at him,
mm-hmm.
he was going, meow, 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 on them.
How's he going?
And you didn't see my meow, so you weren't...
Do it again.
Meow, 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 meow. Yo-yo, like in Mario. You don't play that game. Okay.
When Mario goes over the missiles, like meow, 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 meow. I guess Gru does have a bit of agility that maybe Shrek wouldn't have.
Shrek is a little bit of... I don't know what the word is. Gru has some finesse, I think. Mm-hmm. And Gru does Shrek... Who did I say had finesse? Saying Gru. Okay, Shrek. Maybe a little less skilled.
Mm-hmm. I think what Shrek lacks in agility and finesse, as you say, I think he makes up...
Was that not like... Why are you mocking me?
No, I'm not mocking you. I'm just saying... I'm about
finesse, as you say.
Well, I'm just. just repeating the word.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I had misspoke and said a word that doesn't mean what I meant.
No, you said. No, that was right. I'm just saying. I'm just rebutting. So I'm just refuting. Perhaps. I'm just saying what Shrek may lack in gracefulness. He makes up for in brute Olga
strength.
He makes up for in complete, utter, muscular goodness. As you can see, totally prepared for this today by wearing green. So did she. The color of Shrek's skin and flesh, the muscles he has, are unparalleled. I think Shrek is a strong boy. I think Shrek might not be the smartest boy, but I think he's grown. I think it depends on where in the Shrek cinematic universe timeline this takes place. If it takes place after the conclusion of the saga, like I said, don't really recall 3 and 4, but I presume that he's grown a lot, matured. He's had some babies. I know that's true. So he's probably...
Oh, we're doing like present day Gru and Shrek?
I'm just Shredge. I'm just saying, if it's after all these things have happened, I'm sure he might be a little bit older, but he's also smarter, wiser. He knows how to use his talents to the best of their ability. So that's what I have to say. Why don't we hear your statements now?
I think I've said a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not really, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm. Go on. I'm listening.
I think he's an evil mastermind genius, and I think that he can devise a plan in 15 minutes to defeat Shrek.
Probably true.
How long have they been preparing for this battle? Because I don't know. He 15 has...
minutes.
Well, how long have they known about this battle? 15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Okay, fine.
It's do or die.
Anyway, let's look at the poll.
We're going to go over to my Instagram.
Mm.
Recently changed my profile picture. Really
prof.
Really messing up my whole way of life.
Yo. Oh, never mind.
Gru, 15 minutes prep versus Shrek, 15 minutes prep. Who would win? Again, I think Shrek.
I think Gru.
Okay. Let's see what the people think.
I'm so sorry. I grilled into the mic.
The people think Gru. By 70 to 30% margin. Oh my god, wow. Okay. 7 votes.
We updated the damn poll format.
I think I just posted at a bad time or I got shadow banned because 47 people viewed it.
We also had up for like 20, like the full. Because sometimes we have it up for like a few hours and like we don't even get that bad.
This was uploaded a few days ago, so we had a full 24 hours.
That's.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for everyone who voted. 7-3 for Gru. I guess it's still a win, but really only 4 votes difference. Do I have any comments? We have a comment from Kyle. He says, Gru has access to all sorts of gadgets and gizmos that'll leave Shrek absolutely wrecked. Shrek'd. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Wow, we're going to get even less votes for the next poll because it was only 38 viewers. Oh, boy. All right. Well, we'll see how that one goes. I thought the new poll format was more inviting for people to look at. Cause it was.
I know. I worked hard on that damn thing. Yeah, I don't know. Because the other one was a little.
I like how the joke on the show is that no one watches the show. It's pretty funny and self-deprecating, but it's true. Shout out Reality Records. If you want to do the would you rather, you don't? Okay, I don't want to do it either, so.
Jalapeno damn.
So sorry. We have kind of hit a wall.
We've kind of hit a wall. We're going to hit The Wall by Pink Floyd, which also is an album which you can watch Paul Blart to.
Paul Blart 2, too.
Yeah. You can watch Paul Blart 2 to The Wall by Pink Floyd.
Blart Side of the Moon. Yeah.
Blart Side of the Mall. Wait, was it Dark Side of the Moon?
It was the Blart Side of the Mall.
Right. But was the album. Was The Wall.
Yes.
Okay.
Dark Side of the Moon. No.
It was Dark Side of the Moon?
Yes, that's why it was called The Blart Side of the Mall.
Then why was I thinking of Paul Blart?
I don't know. You were thinking Pink Floyd, and then you were like, okay, Paul Blart, but then. Anyway.
Got it.
It's just disheartening to put a lot of effort into something and take time out of our weekends to film and for nobody to kind of notice.
Yeah, we have looked at the analytics.
Or participate.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of you vote and comment all the time, so thank you. But,
Yeah, shout out to the 10 people.
Shout out to the people who
participate.
Who participate. We appreciate it.
This is not about you.
Not about you. So yeah, we're going to be doing a little bit of a different format. We've been doing one action-packed Wikipedia rich battle per episode. But now that we're in the heart of the bracket here, now that we're moving on towards the eventual winner, we're going to be doing more than one, probably maybe two, maybe even three debates in one. We're going to finish strong.
We're going to finish what we started here.
We are going to finish what we started.
We are winners. The WWW at Cornucopia Studios.
That's right. We are winners.
Not losers, and we do not quit.
You know what? And so are you. If you're listening, if you're watching, you're a winner. We got our first, it's actually not even the first, but it is the first one of the second round.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because we technically skipped ahead with the Christmas.
Yeah, we did an early skippage just to advance.
So we didn't have to talk about 8 Christmas things.
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of the matchup today, are we? Or do we have more bones to pick with the world?
I think the bones have been picked. We have the return of the 78 Lobsters.
Our very first winner.
Uh-huh.
That was our very first winner.
If you recall, that was quite a tight poll. We actually waited. It was a tie. And then it flipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they barely eked out the dub over the 86 Rats.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it flip-flopped. It was the Rats, and then it was the Lobbies.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Mr. Miyagi, another OG.
Our third winner?
Yeah, I think so.
So these two guys will be going up against one another. We don't know who's going to win.
Nope.
Why don't you start us off with a nice... Wait, we have to flip the coin. The WWWGP2, the second...
Volume 2, yeah.
All right. The heads. So sorry about my behavior. It is to your left. It'll be on the ground. This is more difficult to flip than the other WWWGP.
Well, it's very light, yeah.
Words or no words?
Words.
You were right. The first time in about 5 episodes you called it correctly.
Okay, Jack.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying it's the odds that were incredibly...
Okay.
Ripe for
my...
Your pick. First round pick.
I don't know. Come on. Lobsters. I don't know. I was thinking they look crawly. Anyway, yeah. My argument has not stopped.
No.
Started.
Start, yeah.
Oh, it has. Okay.
No, go ahead. Start.
I was thinking. Well, we didn't talk about the place and with which this would take place, but.
Okinawa? That is where Mr. Miyagi is from. Okay. I'm sure there are probably also sea creatures.
I think the lobbies will do it.
You think the lobbies
will do it?
I actually
don't think they would.
I don't know. Realistically?
I just put them because perhaps numbers. But also, I was thinking that they can crawly. They're crawlers. They can slither and crawl into the ocean. Into mm-hmm. little cracks, too.
I feel like a lobster can get into anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I will be going for Mr. Miyagi. Just talking about these two contenders really brings me back. This feels good. Feels like one of the first episodes, the first batch we brewed up. Brings me back in the days where before. Before we.
The Great Depression. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jalapeno Dan.
Mr. Miyagi. What a wizard. Karate. 3 syllables. He's got some crazy moves. I mean, I watched Karate Kid 3 yesterday. Mm-hmm. There was a blizzard. I sat inside, not outside, because that would have been uncomfortable. I was inside and I watched Karate Kid 3. Critically panned. However, audiences also did not like it. That being said,
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's not great.
How do I see it?
You should watch it. It's on Peacock. I watched it for free on Peacock.
What is this, an ad?
Maybe. I don't think there was a need for Karate Kids, Karate Children 2 or 3 per se. If anything, the one that would make sense would be Karate Kid 3. Because Karate Kid 2, what happens is...
They just go to Japan for, like, no reason. And Mr. Miyagi, this is the Karate Kid.
Totally forgot the point. Oh, it was that I watched Karate Kid 3 yesterday.
Okay, I think that's enough out of Jack for 5 minutes. Anyway, lobsters. 78 of them. They can pinch, but so can Miyagi. So now I'm thinking, what other things? I think.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
Just a lot of.
I mean, who did we have against the lobsters? Rats?
Maybe 6 rats.
So we did.
Rabid rats.
So Mr. Miyagi is like a capable brain who can think about stomping on them.
He fought, 1,209 mosquitoes? They had Zika, I believe. I will probably, now that I've seen the Karate Kid trilogy, I'll probably be starting the esteemed series Cobra Kai on Netflix. Have you heard of it?
I'm not dumb. I've heard of it.
Listen,
have you seen it?
No, that's why I said I'm going to start it.
Can we watch that? Can
sure.
That be a show?
We can watch that.
Bro, because...
It has been recommended to me. My father, my aunt said is very good. Mm-hmm. We will perhaps be checking it out. We can give it a watch. We can give it a look-see. Yeah. So let me tell you this about Mr. Miyagi. Fierce warrior. I feel like, his whole shtick is basically like karate self-defense. Not attack. You don't attack for no reason.
Yeah, it's not enough.
It's
Vish.
It's about defending yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fighting for yourself, for the ones you love, to prevent death or other serious injury.
Mm-hmm.
78 lobsters coming at this dude could result in some serious injury. Those little claws, yikes. 78 times 2, what is that? 156 claws. A lot of them.
Quite a number.
We will just go to the polls.
I've been dying.
If you want to, if you feel like it, you can follow my Instagram.
Really.
It's at ber.telli. That is where I post. Who would win? 78 lobsters or Mr. Miyagi? Wow, Mr. Miyagi 70-30. Wow. Same. Wow, that was nice. We didn't lose any voters in the two polls. 70-30. Wow, very cool. So Mr. Miyagi takes the dub here. Probably the exact same people that voted. So thank you guys. If we have any comments, let's check if we have any comments here. No. All right. So well, I guess we can take a look at the future. Since the upcoming battles won't be a surprise, because they're already determined.
Mm-hmm. You already know them by looking at the www.
Yep. Next upcoming battles, we're gonna. It's gonna be some characters. We got some 77 minions versus Harambe. We will also be discussing Dwight K. Schrute versus 213 squirrels. Yeah, so, we're just going to bang out the rest of these. Try to put out the best content. I guess since we do have the time, we can do the Who Would Win Wednesdays, Would You Rather, a.k.a. WWWWYR. I know you don't want to do it, so I'll do it.
Okay.
Even though I don't want to do it either. It's for the people.
Would you rather fight?
I would.
78 lobsters or Mr. Miyagi. Go.
I would rather fight. I think Mr. Miyagi would be more likely to leave me alive. Because Mr. Miyagi, as we've seen in the movies, is not a killer. He's come close. He's shown the ability to be able to seriously harm people, but he chooses not to because he's a graceful man and he knows when he has won and he does not need to take a life to show it. The lobsters, however, I don't think they would necessarily be that gracious. Although I think I might have an easier time defeating them, I think the overall level of pain would be less fighting Mr. Miyagi just because he is more merciful. I mean, he would just get me down and just, like, leave me. Like, he wouldn't, his ultimate goal wouldn't be to eat me or to cause me the most.
Thanks to all of our listeners, our winners, our people who actually participate and listen. We appreciate you. We keep us motivated to
honestly,
do
if you if
something.
You heard that, if you were listening to this message right now, if you heard,
it doesn't apply to you.
If you heard it, you're great.
Yeah. We're not mad at you.
So if you're listening, thank you.
Yeah.
If you made it this far, thank you. Well, I think we should probably just end it so we don't linger on and depress ourselves even more.
Well, tune in next week for
Who Would Win Wednesdays. I think if we do three.
My outro was pretty good, I thought.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
say, tune in next week for www. Leave your hate comments down below.